All right, turn to Hosea chapter 4. And if you would mark your spot here, we'll be coming back to Hosea. When God wanted to speak to his people, he would send forth a prophet. And a prophet would deal with the sin of the people of Israel and talk about judgment, talk about a turning back to him. It usually wasn't a good day when the prophet came to town. Hosea chapter 4, and beginning in verse number 6, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected the knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." You wouldn't expect the ending of that verse to say what it says, but it does say what it says. We'll try to explain that as we go through verse number 6. A couple of preliminary things here. If you would turn to the book of 2 Chronicles, hold your place, 2 Chronicles chapter 36. The word prophet means to speak before. God speaking to his people through the prophet, speaking before. And 2 Chronicles 36, and beginning in verse number 12, "And he did that which is evil in the sight of the Lord his God, and humbled not himself," there's the word before, Jeremiah, there's the word prophet, and there's the word speaking. So our Bible defines its words for us. Prophet means speaking before. It is not Hosea speaking, it is God speaking to his people. Turn to the New Testament, 2 Peter chapter number 3. 2 Peter chapter 3, and beginning in verse number 2. Again, we'll see God's definition of a prophet in verse 2. "That ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior." So the word prophet, propheta, means speaking before. God is speaking, Hosea is speaking for God. Now go back to Hosea chapter 4. There were some good prophets in the Bible, and there were some bad prophets in the Bible. Hosea 4, and beginning in verse number 5. "Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night." There were some bad prophets back here, like there are bad prophets in today's world. In chapter 9, and beginning in verses 7 and 8, the Bible says the days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad for the multitude of thine iniquity in the great hatred. So there are some good prophets. There are some bad prophets. And verse number 8. "The watchman of Ephraim was with my God, but the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred in the house of his God." Hosea chapter 12, there are some good prophets, and Hosea was one of those good prophets. Hosea 12, verse 13, "And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved." So we're going to talk about this verse, Hosea chapter 4 and verse number 6, "My people." And many, many times in the Old Testament and the New Testament, God calls his people, he says they're my people. Turn, if you would, to the book of Psalms chapter 81. Psalms chapter 81. And we'll begin in verse number 11. "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Chapter 81, verse 11, God says, "But my people," this was true in David's time, This was true in Hosea's time, and this is true today. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. How could that possibly be? After all that God has done, after all that God has promised, and his people, my people, would not hearken. Verse number 13. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways. God says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Turn to Isaiah chapter 63. And of course, there's only one way to become a people of God, and that's to have the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Isaiah 63, and beginning in verse number 8. The Bible says here, for he said, surely they are my people, children that will not lie, so he was their Savior. Church cannot bring salvation. Religion cannot bring salvation. But the Savior can make you his people or my people. Now that's great and that's wonderful. But the verse says this morning that my people, Brother Nash, it didn't say the Assyrians are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And Brother Paco, it didn't say the Babylonians are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Or the Chaldeans destroyed for lack of knowledge. It says my people. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 11, we're going to be coming back here quite often. Hosea chapter 11, and beginning in verse number 7. The Bible says this, and my people are bent in this direction to backsliding from me. Though they call them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. And this is why God sent Hosea to the people of God. And this is why God has given us the Bible to read these messages to bring us back to the Lord. My people are destroyed. God is going to demolish. God is going to pull down. God is going to annihilate. God is going to bring to naught. God is going to lay waste. God is going to make desolate. God is going to kill. God is going to slay. God is going to put an end to this problem. God is going to bring down the structure unless his people turn back to him. Turn to Proverbs chapter 13. So truth is eternal. And what is true in the time of Hosea was true back all the way through the Old Testament, all the way through the New Testament, and right through today. And Proverbs 13, and beginning in verse number 13, the Bible says, whoso despiseth the word, here's what God says, shall be destroyed. You know, it seems like people today, God's people even today, are getting further and further away from the Word of God. And see, it should be the love of our life, the delight of our soul, but whoso despiseth the Word shall be destroyed. Turn to Ezekiel chapter number 5. Now, I like how God defines his words for us. Ezekiel chapter 5, and beginning in verse number 16. The Bible says this, when I shall send upon them, this is God speaking, the evil arrows of famine, which shall be for their destruction, and which I will send to destroy you, and I will increase the famine upon you, and will break your staff of bread. Notice in verse 16, you have two words, the word destroy and the word destruction. The word destroy means destruction. It's D-E, which means going down, descending. And the word S-T-R is an abbreviation for the word structure. What God is going to do is bring down the structure, lay it waste, bring the razor across the land, unless God's people repent. He did say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Head back to Hosea chapter number 2. Hosea chapter 2, beginning in verse 12. And here's what God says. And I will destroy her vines and her fig trees, whereof she has said, these are my rewards that my lovers have given me, and I will make them a forest, and the beasts of the field shall eat them. I will destroy, chapter 4, and verse number 5. Therefore shall thou fall in the day, and the prophets also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. Chapter number 10, Hosea 10, beginning in verse number 8. The Bible says, the high places also of Avon, the sin of Israel, shall be destroyed. God will destroy their idols. But notice what it says in Hosea chapter 13. Why would God do this? How did this happen? Hosea 13, beginning in verse number 9. O Israel, did it say the devil hath destroyed thee? Who has destroyed God's people? Who's our own worst enemy? Thou, O Israel, hast destroyed thyself, but there's always hope, there's always help, but in me, the God of Israel, is thine help. So my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Turn, if you would, to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter number 2. Knowledge is learning. Knowledge is illumination of the mind. Knowledge is perceiving truth. Knowledge is understanding and being informed. 1 Samuel chapter 2, here's how God describes himself to his people. Talk no more so exceeding proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God. But notice what kind of a God he is. He's a God of knowledge. My people are destroyed for a lack of, could we say this, a lack of God? A lack of understanding who God is? And this is the way it's been since Adam and Eve, right through the book of Revelation, right through 2019. Our God is a God of knowledge. Turn to Job chapter 21. Job chapter 21, and beginning in verse number 14. The Bible says this, therefore they say unto God, they say, depart from us, for we have no desire. We desire not, of all the things they could have said, they say, we desire not the knowledge of thy ways. How did it get to this point? Well, the world, the creation of God says to God in a very arrogant, stubborn, rebellious way. Turn, if you would, to chapter 37. Job chapter 37, and beginning in verse number 16. The Bible says, dost thou know the balancing of the clouds? The wondrous works of him, God, which is perfect in knowledge. You know, there's a lot of ways to get knowledge today, right? You have all the knowledge available to you through the centranet. Is that how you say it, centranet? Through all the technology today. But there's one way to get perfect knowledge from a perfect God, and it just happens to be in a perfect book, doesn't it? And so the people said, we don't desire you. We don't desire your knowledge. We don't desire your ways. Turn to Proverbs chapter number 1. Proverbs chapter 1, the Father is speaking to the Son. God is speaking to his people. Proverbs 1, beginning in verse number 22. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning? And the Bible says, fools, now they are not neutral, are they? Fools hate knowledge. There's a lot of foolish people in our world today, isn't there? A lot of foolish people in our country today. Fools hate knowledge. Turn to Proverbs chapter 12. Again, God is so gracious to put in his Bible a wonderful dictionary. And Proverbs 12, beginning in verse 1, whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge. Now, we know that when Adam and Eve had a baby, the Bible says that that Adam knew Eve. Adam loved Eve. It just happens to be the word knowledge, the first four letters of what word? No. Knowledge is something that God's people should love. Because loving the word is really loving the one that gave the word, loving God with all of our heart. So whoso loveth instruction. Look at that word instruction. You have the STR, that's the structure, right? Remember, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. He's going to bring down the structure. But with the word of God, we have instruction. He's going to build up the structure. Build up our lives, build up our families, so our children will not be destroyed. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Turn to Proverbs chapter 19 and beginning in verse number 2. The Bible says also that the soul be without knowledge, no bueno. It's not good. The soul without knowledge is not good. A country without knowledge is no good. A church without knowledge is no good. An individual without knowledge is no good. Turn to chapter 22 and beginning in verse number 12. Now the Bible says this, the eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge. Do we have a book of knowledge? Is it preserved? Does it say King James Bible on the outside? I mean, if God is perfect in knowledge, right? And he wrote the words of knowledge, we have to have a perfect book. It's preserved in knowledge. And why would God's people not want it? Why would God's people settle to be destroyed for lack of knowledge? Turn to Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5. And beginning in verse number 13, the Bible says, therefore, my people are gone into captivity. Babylonian captivity, Egyptian captivity, the book of Hosea, the invasion of the Assyrians. Verse 13, therefore, my people are gone into captivity. Why? Because they have no knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Isaiah chapter 33. We're living in perilous times, dangerous times, but God has given us something to stabilize our lives. Isaiah chapter 33 and verse number 6. The Bible says, in wisdom and knowledge, watch what it can do, shall be the stability of thy times. We need some stability. We need a good foundation. God has given us wisdom. God has given us knowledge. We don't have to be destroyed. We don't have to be in the situation where God has to judge his people. Turn to Jeremiah chapter number 3. So God gave many prophets in the Bible, and today God has given teachers in his church. And Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse number 15. Here's what God says. And I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. That's what the pulpit is designed to do, is to feed the people of God knowledge. My people need knowledge. My people, if they have a lack of knowledge, will be destroyed. Turn back to Hosea chapter 4 and beginning in verse number 1. So the Bible says, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. Why? Because there is no truth, there is no mercy, and there is no knowledge of God in America. I mean, that's what it says right there. There is no knowledge of God in America. It's so sad to see this young generation today want nothing to do with God, no acknowledgement of who he is. My people will be destroyed for lack of knowledge. Chapter 4, verse 6. My people are destroyed. Now they had a little bit of knowledge, but they had a lack of it. And because thou hast rejected knowledge, God says, I will also reject thee. Turn, if you would, to chapter 6. And beginning in verse number 6, here's what God says. For I desired mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledge of God more than your religion. Turn, if you would, to Romans chapter 1. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. In Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God, where? In their knowledge. God responds now. God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. When the prophet spoke, he spoke with urgency. When the prophet spoke, he spoke with fervency. When he spoke with the heart of God. What happened? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou had the offer of knowledge. But what did they do? They rejected that knowledge. Turn back to 1 Samuel chapter number 10. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and beginning in verse number 19. The Bible says this, and ye have this day rejected your God. I mean, who is this God and what did he do? Who himself did what? Saved you out of all your adversities and your tribulations. And ye have said unto him, nay, but set a king over us, another king. They rejected God. They rejected his word. Turn to chapter 15 and beginning in verse number 23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord. He hath also rejected thee from being king. We know from the book of Isaiah that Jesus Christ was despised and rejected of men. All the way through the Old Testament, they rejected his word. Turn to Mark chapter 7. And as time goes on, the rejection becomes deeper and deeper. Mark chapter 7, and beginning in verse number 9. Verse 9 says, and Jesus said unto them, full well. I mean, to the utmost limit, full well, ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. I mean, that's where we are right now. Full well in rejection. But it's going to get worse. Look at chapter 17. Luke chapter 17 and beginning and verse number 25. We all hope there'll be a revival. We all hope that things will turn around to the Lord. But then we read the Bible. Luke 17, verse 25. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. That's like 7.5 billion people in unison say, depart from us, we desire not the knowledge of God. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, God says, I will also reject thee. Turn back to Hosea chapter 4 and verse number 6. In the middle of verse 6, it says, thou shalt be no priest to me. You reject me, you reject my word, you'll be no priest to me. A priest stands before God and man, a man who is set apart and consecrated to God for the ministry of the gospel. This priest is supposed to have a sacred character. This priest is supposed to speak with authority and minister in the name of God. He's that daysman back in the book of Job. He's that mediator in the book of 1 Timothy. This priest was expected to preserve the holiness of the sanctuary and the uniqueness of the people of God. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter number 17. I think I said it before, our Bible has a built-in dictionary. And if you look at the word priest, you have the letters P-R-E, priesto, priesto, P-R-E, which means before, right? And S-T is the contraction for the word stand. What is a priest supposed to do? Stand before the people in the place of God. But when they reject the knowledge of God, they cannot stand in that capacity. Chapter 17 and verse 12. And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest, that what? Standeth to minister there where? Before. The job of the priest is to stand before the Lord thy God and the people of God. But if they reject the Bible, reject the God of the Bible, God says, you will no longer be a priest unto me. That's why we're here, is to stand between the eternities and point people unto the Savior. Turn to 2 Chronicles chapter number 15. 2 Chronicles chapter number 15 and verse number 3. 15 and verse number 3. Now, how long? For a long season, Israel hath been without the true God and without what kind of a priest? A teaching priest and without the law. It seems like God's judgment has hit America, hasn't it? We don't need the nuclear bomb. I think the judgment's hit. There's psychology in the pulpit today. There's philosophy in the pulpit today. There's entertainment in the pulpit today. But that's not the prophet speaking. That's not Hosea speaking. It's been too long. It's been a long time without a teaching priest. Go back to Hosea chapter 4 and beginning in verse number 9. And there shall be like people, like priests. Hey, the priest is supposed to be different from the people, right? Sanctified, isolated to the glory of God. Hosea 4, verse 9, and there shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. Turn to chapter 6 and beginning in verse number 9. And as for troops of robbers wait for a man, so the company of priests, what do? Murder in the way by consent, for they commit lewdness. That is not the biblical ideal of a priest. So what has happened here? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Why? Because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will reject thee. And thou shalt be no priest unto me. But it does get worse, because verse 6 of Hosea 4 says, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. When you forget something, it's out of your memory. You have let it go. When you forgot something, you have neglected something. You have failed to be mindful of the word of God. And that's where the people of God are in the book of Hosea. That's where they are throughout the Old Testament. And that's where they are today. Turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter number 2. Jeremiah, chapter number 2, and beginning in verse number 31. God is speaking to a few people here. O generation, see ye the word of the Lord. Have I been a wilderness unto Israel, a land of darkness? Wherefore say my people? Did they say, Thou art the Lord? They said, We are lords, and we will come no more unto thee. Can a maid forget her ornaments, or a bride her attire? Yeah. Now, it doesn't say the Perizzites. It doesn't say the Girgashites. But it says, My people have forgotten me how long? Days. How many days? Without number. Turn back to Hosea chapter 2. Hosea 2 and beginning in verse number 13. God says, And I will visit upon her the days of Balaam, wherein she turned incense to them. She decked herself with her earrings and her jewels, and she went after her lovers and forgot me. Verse 13 says God's going to pay a visit. This visit's through the prophet Hosea, and this is a message to turn back to God. Turn to Hosea chapter number 8, and beginning in verse number 14. God says, You've forgotten the law of your God. 8:14, For Israel hath forgotten his maker. You know, it's so sad to see across America millions of children going to school every day, right? I mean, 5 days a week, 6-8 hours a day. Are they learning anything about their maker? Anything about God? It's no wonder this generation has forgotten about God. I'm not sure we have to look for judgment to come. It may be here. It may be right here in front of us. Turn to chapter 13, Hosea chapter 13, and beginning in verse number 5. I did know thee in the wilderness in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled. God provided for them, and their heart was exalted. Therefore, have they forgotten me? Sad when the creation of God, sad when those that claim total allegiance to God have completely forgotten their Maker and their Savior. Turn to Nehemiah chapter number 9. So my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. Nehemiah chapter 9, and beginning in verse number 26. Nevertheless, they were disobedient. You would think coming back to rebuild the temple and rebuild the wall and worship God again, they would keep on going on for the Lord. But 9:26 says, Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against thee. And look what they did to the law of God. They cast thy law behind their backs. They slew the prophets which testified against them to turn them to thee. And they wrought great provocation. Turn to Psalm 119. Psalm 119 and verse number 53. Verse 53 says, Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked. And what do the wicked do? They forsake thy law. Verse number 85. The proud have digged pits for me. And what do the proud do? They do not go after thy law. Verse 126. It is time for thee, Lord, to work. Why? for they have made void thy law. Verse 136, rivers of water run down mine eyes, David says. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, Jeremiah says. And rivers of waters run down mine eyes, Jesus says. Why? Because they keep not thy law. Verse 150, they draw nigh that follow after mischief, but they are far, very far, like the prodigal son, away from thy law. Turn back to Hosea chapter number 8. My people are destroyed. They've forgotten God. They've forgotten his word. Hosea chapter 8, and beginning in verse number 12. I have written to him the great things of my law. Isn't this Bible a wonderful book? Isn't this Bible the delight of our soul? Verse 12. God says, I have written to him the great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing. It should be the delight of our lives to have this Bible, to study it, to read it, to memorize it. But something has gone wrong. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because thou hast rejected knowledge, God says, I will reject thee and take away your priesthood, that thou shalt be no priest. And seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, and where did this come from? I will also forget thy children. Well, turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 33. Isaiah chapter 33, and beginning in verse number 22. For the Lord is our judge, and the Lord is our lawgiver. God personally has given us his law, given us his word. The Lord is our judge, our lawgiver. The Lord is our king, and he will save us. Turn to James chapter 4, and beginning in verse number 12. James chapter 4, beginning in verse number 12. So there is, in verse 12, there's one lawgiver. And this lawgiver, he's able to save. But he's also able to do what? Just like Hosea 4, verse 6. Now, the choice is up to us. It's one or the other. He can save or he can destroy. And for the first 22 years of my life, I never had a Bible, never touched a Bible. But thank God somebody came by and gave me something from the lawgiver, which was and did save my soul. So here's what God has given to us. He's given us his law. Why would we lack in it? Why would we forget about it? Well, why would God say, because you've forgotten the law of thy God, I'm going to forget your children? Turn to Luke chapter number 24. Luke chapter 24, and beginning in verse number 27. Now let's remind ourselves, this Bible is not about Hosea. This Bible is not about Israel. This Bible is not about the church. This Bible is not about Adam and Eve. This Bible is not about the millennium. This Bible is, in its entirety, all about Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the Word, right? And the Word became flesh. So here's what's said here in chapter 24 and beginning in verse number 27. And at beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning who? What is this Bible about? It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. Same chapter, verse number 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning who? Hey, First Chronicles is all about Jesus Christ. Obadiah is about Jesus Christ. Second John's about Jesus Christ. The Bible's about Jesus Christ. Didn't Jesus say, search the scriptures? For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they, the scriptures, are they that testify of. It's all about him. Now, who is this Jesus Christ? Well, he's supposed to be our Savior, but let's not forget that he's a child also. For unto you was born this day in the city of David a Savior. Isaiah 9:6 talks about a child is born. Acts 4 calls him a holy child. So why would God say, because thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. Now the law of God talks about his son, right? His child, right? God is very, very fair. You reap what you sow. You reject this word, you reject his son, and God says, I will forget your children. Be a great parenting lesson, wouldn't it? God's very smart, very logical. He doesn't want to forget our children. But if we neglect his son, we do reap what we sow. Turn back to Hosea chapter number 8. Hosea chapter number 8 and beginning in verse 7. For they have sown the wind, and they shall reap the whirlwind. What should it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own children? Eternally lose his own children. Turn back to the book of Samuel, 1 Samuel. We know the story of Hannah wanted a child. But inside chapter 1 of 1 Samuel, there's a man called Eli. Now, Eli's the priest, right? Now, what's the priest supposed to do? Stand, right? That's his job. 1 Samuel chapter number 1, beginning in verse number 9. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now, Eli the priest, what did he do? Was he supposed to sit? He's supposed to stand, right? What's truth in Hosea is truth in Samuel is truth today. The job of the priest is not to sit. The job of the priest is to stand as a mediator between people and God, right? And especially our own children. Turn to chapter 4. We see Eli again. Chapter 4, beginning in verse number 13. And when he came, lo, Eli, what did he do? What's he supposed to be doing? He sat upon a seat by the wayside watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of God. And when the man came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, what meaneth the noise of this tumult? And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim, and he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army. And he said, what is this done, my son? And the messenger answered and said, Israel has fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also what kind of a slaughter? A great slaughter among the people, and thy two children also. Hophni and Phinehas are dead, and the ark of God is taken. And it came to pass when he made mention of the ark of God that he fell from off the seat where he sat. He fell backward by the side of the gate. His neck brake, and he died. He was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. So there we have a priest. Look at chapter 2, verse number 35. 1 Samuel 2 and verse number 35. And I will raise me up a faithful priest in contradiction to Eli, that shall do according to that which is in mine heart and in my mind. And God says this, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before mine anointed forever. We all have a house with children, grandchildren, a house of God with children. And our job is to get very close to the Lord in these perilous times. Not to be people that are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And not to reject knowledge so God will not allow us to be the priest we should be. We're not supposed to forget the law of God, because he said he would forget our children. Turn to 1 Peter chapter 3. Our homes need to be built upon the Lord and upon his word. And a home has some leaders in it, mom and dad. And in 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning in verse number 7, the Bible says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with your wives according to what? Knowledge. Now, if we don't do that, then our families will be destroyed, right? For lack of knowledge. And then mom and dad cannot be the priest in those homes that they need to be. And those children may never get to heaven where God wants them to be, because we forgot and got lazy about the word of God. Last verse, Hosea chapter 3. Hosea chapter 3 and verse number 5. The Bible says, afterward shall the children of Israel return. And that's what we want, our children to seek the Lord their God. And David their king, and shall fear the Lord. This is what we want in our families, to fear the Lord and his goodness when? It says the latter days, right? You see, when the prophet wrote, he wrote into the future. He knew the problems of the world. He knew the remedy to our problems was the Lord. He knew the heart condition of his people, that it was not always going to be right and proper. So Hosea wrote for the people of Israel before the birth of Christ, and he writes to us now in these latter times, and he warns us with a sense of urgency and fervency, and God wants to be taken very seriously. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest unto me. And seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, amen, I will also forget thy children. When the prophet came to town, it wasn't with a smile. It was with much sobriety of heart and seriousness of the soul. It's time to get right with God, and now's the time. The time is short. Our children are growing. The church needs to be built up with holy people to do the work of God in these last days. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the Bible. Thank you for the God of the Bible that wants us to return to Him with all of our hearts and our souls. Make that possible in all of our lives, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.